You're listening to Jimmy Disu.
Jimmy Disu.
Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Morning, everybody. You're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And today's Thursday. We're doing a continuation of the Dear Bumi that was inconclusive yesterday. Okay, so we'll continue from where we left off yesterday, and I still have Diola Lawal. I got it this time. I still have Diola Lawal, who is Okwewabi. Don't put on, I can't hear myself. We still have Diola Lawal from yesterday. Diola, how are you?
I'm fine,
thank you. AKA The Stallion. Okay, so that we can cover enough ground, let's look at what was the word I said people should give me the meaning for yesterday? Was it yesterday?
Ojolomoto.
I saw a lot of things. Somebody wrote epistle about five paragraphs. I said, what is the meaning of Ojolomoto? You're writing five paragraphs. Some people did a literal translation, but they didn't quite get it. At the end of this, whatever, if anybody doesn't get it, I will explain Ojolomoto. And you're going to win 10K, but yeah, hi, you know. So, Diola, how are you today?
I am fine, thank you.
I am fine. Speak. I mean, this is.
I am
Jimmy.
Fine,
you speak
thank
with
you, sir.
Boldness and whatever. That's voice that you use. Yeah, you don't come and use the voice here that makes people think that they're a gentle spirit.
I'm a gentle spirit too.
Christabel. Christabel says, morning, Auntie Bumi, how are you? Christabel says that, is it my fault I'm so attractive? Can you believe that? Can you believe anybody could be so vain? Is this my fault I'm so attractive? And Lucy says, this might sound as if I'm bragging. It's not as if you're bragging. You're bragging.
I'm bragging.
We're bragging. But I'm so beautiful, it's almost ruining my life. Feta, can you believe that?
I am so beautiful.
Listen now. This might sound as if I'm bragging, but I'm so beautiful. It's almost in my life. I'm an undergraduate, and I've tried to make friends with other girls at the university I attend, but they don't seem interested. One was asked me to a party with her friend, but since then I haven't had another invitation. I'm pretty sure it was because a lot of the guys at the party kept looking at me and not at them, and so on and so forth. This one must be a baby. I've just discovered that men seldom come up to talk to me at parties, and though everyone assumes I get asked out a lot, I don't. It's really starting to annoy me. It's not my fault I look the way I do. It's not my fault I look the way I do, and I'm getting fed up of it influencing everyone so much. Women don't like me, and men are intimidated by me. How can I get people to focus on me, and so on and so forth? This one must be a child. First of all, I don't think she has discovered herself. Beauty, they say, is in the eye of the beholder. And we need to understand that beauty doesn't start and end with the physical look. There's something called aura. There's something called disposition. And, of course, I also believe in the theory that there's somebody out there for everybody. And that is where I always quarrel with women who go and fix the butt. Fix this tummy talk and all these nonsense things. There is always somebody out there who would like you the way you are. I think people need to take more confidence in themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, she might think, for example, that she's beautiful, but maybe she has a mien that is off-putting.
It's possible.
Yes, I've seen women who are attractive, let's use the word attractive, but they don't get spoken to because people are just put off. If you just say you find yourself, you can't do, you know,
or the carriage.
Or the carriage.
The carriage.
Carriage, yes. What else? Another word?
Maybe bad character.
No, but you have to know the person to know the character.
No, you might have heard.
Or it might just show bad manners.
Yes, bad manners. It might
bad
be.
Bad manners, yes. It could be the facial expressions, the way you present yourself. This woman, for example, is so self-conscious.
Yes, she is. She might not have a lot of self-worth. All she has is that.
So that
all she has is. I'm trying.
Are you ill?
No, I'm not. I'm fine.
Are you tired?
I am not.
Are you worried?
No, about what?
Is there a domestic problem?
Oh, no.
Have you been beaten?
Oh, no. It might also be, Uncle Jimmy, you know, all these things can happen. It might be that a rumor has started about her and she doesn't even know. It could be, apart from she's so self-conscious about her looks, it might also, there might be so news going on about her that she doesn't even know herself. You know, people will start a movie about your life. You won't even know you are the main character.
I think one of the things that would help, what's her name again?
Christabel,
is to be less self-conscious and just relax, you know, just be yourself. One thing that I know, okay, so we'll most likely be talking about the opposite sex here, that is men. One thing, a man averagely likes a woman who is confident in what she's wearing, self-assured. There was a lady, I think I told you this story before, Feta, you might remember. There was a lady we used to know way back in the 80s. I mean, she was what you call a bomb. You know, she was a model, beautiful, you know, top. I don't know where she is now. I don't know. I'm just still alive. Anyway, where I'm going is everybody looked up to her. And guess what? Her dressing, you know, the way she dressed and so on. But on reflection, I discovered that most of what she wears is Ankara, or what she wore in those days is Ankara and Adire. And I remember that she was a top babe. I remember that at an interview on one radio station once, one morning, they asked her what her dress sense is like. Then, of course, they went to where she was well known for. They said, so where do you buy these glasses that you wear, you know, where do you get them to buy, and so on and so forth? She started laughing. She said, should I surprise you? The guest said, the host said, please do. She said, I buy them in traffic. She bought her sunglasses in traffic and told the person to look at them, they're very cheap. So there's a way you can carry yourself and present yourself. So it's not about wearing expensive things. It's not even about shape. I mean, anyway, these days there's enough shape to satisfy your eyes, really. It's no longer a big deal. I think I was telling you yesterday something about how you go to TikTok and it's all about the front and the back and the shaking it to the left and the right, up and down, and you know, there's very little left to the imagination. So it's so commonplace now, I don't think anybody is going to lose sleep over a woman's shape. You know?
So what exactly is her problem?
It's self-confidence.
No, I mean, why is she writing to Andikumi?
I don't know why she wrote, but it's self-confidence. She lacks self-confidence. She doesn't know how to express her worry. I think that part of the problem is that she feels maybe ostracized amongst friends, which has to do more with character than the fact that, I mean, this is a vain person. We are going to open up our line 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. So we'll take your views on this and what you think might be the problem. Also, that wasn't, what did I say again? What was the phrase I used? Ojo Olomoto. If you can translate it successfully, you're going to go home with 10K. If it didn't enter my body, I will increase it to 20K. But it is still at 10K now. It is still a 10K, but if the holiday mood gets to me. By the way, I'm going to be away the whole of next week. Okay, I'm taking a short break. That will be from Monday to Saturday next week. I'm not going to do any work.
So you'll come back refreshed.
Refreshed and ready to face February, you know. Once we get back in January, it's war all through till February. You have just 6 weeks to the election. So for people like us, it's going to be your leg on the throttle all through. For some reason, like I said this morning, I don't really look forward to it. The whole place is muddled up. This is not campaigning. When I remember the good old campaign of Awolowo in those days, and you didn't even have the social media and all this, it was quite exciting, you know. What you have now, take up your leg, Jerry, make you leave that one. Take my first caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Morning.
Hello?
Morning, madam. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Mm. Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, Auntie Jimmy.
Yes, sir. I want to say that Ojo Olomo too. Out of parental sight.
No. You missed it.
Sir? What do you say?
You missed it. You went in
another. I missed it.
You missed it. Let me ask you, where did you grow up?
Ikorodu.
Afiyeno. Stay there. Somebody from like Surulere City, they'll get
hello, good morning.
AJ, morning.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Morning, I'm not seeing you. What's the name?
That should be my son.
Bankole.
Yeah, Bankole.
Yeah, the Stallion's sister.
And so what are we supposed to do?
just in case you do not know.
Oh yeah, go on.
To contribute. Okay, let me go on. Uncle Jimmy, like you rightly said, self-confidence, and then I think the lady should go and focus more on other things than her beauty. Maybe if she has other things attached to her, then people will be drawn to her. Mm-hmm. Like her intellect, is there anything she can see? There are people who are not even good looking, but because they make the best of bags or the best of shoes, everybody wants to be associated with them. Mm-hmm. There are people who are not good looking, but they speak well.
Yes.
They have words of wisdom, and then people are drawn to them. So if she thinks she is being ostracized, then she's...
Okay, Stallion sister, let me ask you something, because aura is also important. Is there any way you can how do you get to have a good aura, you know, the good aura that surrounds you, peaceful?
How do you do that? There are two I'll approach it from 2 points. A typical Yoruba girl, I'm on for I walk on Demi. Warning that he, boy, I want fish. Warning. I don't know if he.
Yeah, we're going again. Spiritual matter.
So
leave that one. Leave.
Okay, if we're going to leave that,
do you wait?
Naturally.
Wait, I don't hook you. I've hooked you today. Do you actually believe that your enemies can give you a bad aura? Well, do you
If God can give people good aura, then the devil can give bad aura. There are two sides to the world now, Jimmy, the good and the bad.
So you believe
so
in Kurube?
If anything exists,
you believe in Kurube?
I believe in King
Kurube. In Kurube.
Yes,
in town. Are you?
No, but the thing. But Uncle Jimmy, you agree with me that Tibitirela Dalia here. So if God gives you good aura, the enemy can give you bad aura.
And the enemy will not give me bad aura in Jesus' name. Use yourself as an example. Okay, Baba. Is that the mother of La 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 La?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No, but I understand what she's saying. Mm. But do you think it can it actually happen that people can inflict you with a bad aura? Is that possible?
Uncle Jimmy, I believe it can be.
Do you have any example?
Have
a good aura? You yourself?
It's people that will let me know now.
Ask you me know, if you have I a good not, aura.
Do you have a good aura?
Yeah, asking me if I have a good aura.
Yes.
I have a good aura. Look at everybody is happy with
it's, me. It's people around you. You have to be sensitive enough to know what is happening around you. It's people around you. I may walk in here and then she doesn't even want to. I haven't done anything. I have not offended her. But she will just, she's just put away. She just.
So how can
off.
You,
just,
how can you, your sister, that's your sister. Your sister, that's the one after you, Abby. The mother of la la la. How, according to what she says now, how can you, do you have to go to your pastor to develop a good aura? Is that possible? Pastor, please, help me. I need a good aura. Can you do that?
Even some pastors don't have good aura.
End of story.
Even some pastors don't have good aura.
End of story. Okay, we have another caller there. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, Nigeria.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
Yes.
My name is Toyi from Solo.
Yes.
I want to translate the word of Ujolomo, sir.
Yes.
It means that it's a secret place where the mother of the child is not aware of. So where you can truly deal with the child.
Let me give you a hint. If
yes,
you
sir.
Go along the word, the area of child, to describe the meaning or to get the meaning of Ujolomo, you have headed it. You misread. You have headed in the wrong direction. What you are doing is you are doing a literal translation. Ujolomo, that is the eyes of the mother. No. You miss it. You never had it for time. Where did you grow up?
I grew up at I'm in Lagos, but I'm in Solo.
Where did you grow up?
Ibadan.
No wonder I'm going to come out
today. Can I try?
Ujolomo Oto.
Will you give me the money?
No, thank you for it. No.
friends and families.
Friends, associates, and families of Jimmy Disu cannot win 10K in Ujolomo Oto. Okay. So we know we're dealing with them. I think she just also needs to mature.
Mm.
This is the Diabumi that you like. This next one. His wife wants me to visit. This is the one. This is right down your alley. About 9:19. Is it the usual 23 or 25?
25.
Good. This is written by a lady called Jumoke.
Mm-hmm.
Jumoke says, early last year, I got this fantastic job as the secretary to the chairman of a pharmaceutical company. Do you know what a pharmaceutical company is? I'm only here to show Ogun. But you know that Ogun. You know Yoruba language. We have to put some marks Ogun. And she says, right from the interview, he was flirting with me because he had waste time. He was flirting with me. Weeks after I started the job, he found excuses to keep me late or speak to me during lunch hour. Not long after, I started staying after work, and then the inevitable happened between boss and secretary. He currently pays the rent for my flat and spends time with him. I care for him a lot, and he's 42 while I am in my late 20s. And he says he loves me, and he now realizes he fell out of love with his wife years ago. They always say that. They've been married for about 15 years and have children. How do you know they always say that? Have they said that to you?
How many times?
Show fall.
No, me, fall. Muduroni.
He says she's always nagging him about work and doesn't understand the pressure he is under running his own company. I can't understand why. Why? Because he always takes care of her needs. You see, some women believe that once you can pay for take care of her needs, her bag, shoe and bag and perfume, that's love.
I just have extra resources.
Anyway, she rang the office a few days ago and asked to speak to me. I was really apprehensive, thinking she knew about her secret affair. Instead, she was really nice. Like this. Some of these kids, in fella's voice. Instead, she was really nice and said she knew about how much her husband values me. So she would like to invite me to the house anytime I was free. So she should get to know me better over dinner. Now that's a red flag. I haven't finished. I feel really guilty. She doesn't know. She says, I feel really guilty about this, but my boss sees it as a good opportunity for me to meet what he calls the opposition, as he intends to make me his second wife.
Opposition.
This guy has gone bananas. Do you think he needs to see his pastor? It could be vegetable. All of the revolver. All kinds of things. If you spend a lot of time watching Africa Magic, you will know what I'm saying about these things. Anyway, I feel really guilty about this, but my boss has a good opportunity for me to meet the opposition. If I were going to be the opposition, as he said, should I be eating dinner with his wife? I've put off the dinner to when I return from my annual leave. I want you to help Jumokeo. those of you at home who can call in, help Jumokeo. This is a real dilemma. Let me break it down in case you ran to the toilet when we were speaking. Jumoke has a relationship with her boss. I don't want to start with how they met. And all of a sudden, the boss's wife says that, oh, Jumoke, I like what you're doing to my husband. I'd like you to come over for dinner. You know, that's okay. Jumoke is now thinking, even if they be unfaithful. I was there, Ron, oh. The woman probably knows. What do you think? Or suspects.
Of course. Uncle Jimmy, two things, two sides to it. Do you know there are women who get girlfriends for their husbands? They will test them that you don't have any disease, you don't have anything, because she wants to know who he's been with. Do you know there are women like that?
Me, I don't know. I haven't come across any.
Uncle Jimmy, there are women like that. They'll take you for tests.
Wait a minute. Traditionally, older women usually look for younger wives
for their husbands.
Because I don't know why they didn't stick to that.
They can't keep up. Stick to what?
Why we can't stick to that policy that we had as Africans?
That
one of the problems we have. We have an identity crisis in as Africans, black people, and that's why we keep running from pillar to post. We have to round up a bit. We're going to take a short break. Okay. And then when we look at the lines. When we come back, we'll start picking your calls. Don't go away. You're welcome back. She hasn't run away. The stallion is still here. And like this one is right down her alley. Okay, in case you've forgotten, generally Jumoke says she's the secretary, started a relationship with her boss. Now the boss wife says she wants her to come for dinner. So what do you think? Should she go?
Why should she go?
Hey, calm down now.
You should respect.
That's one thing I don't like about you. Quarrel about everything. I just ask a question. My job here is to ask. Should she go? Then you say, no. Why should she go?
Why would she even think that she should go?
But she asked a question now. She said that.
That means inside of her, she wants to go.
Yeah, yes.
And then she's waiting for some people to tell her.
She's looking for validation.
Yes, to tell her. To tell her it's okay, you can go. Why would you go? You decline respectfully.
But if she doesn't go, won't the woman suspect that, why doesn't she want to come? Her boss is, gamma nike.
So?
Says you should come and eat. You say you don't want to eat. She could lose the job.
How?
The woman says come for dinner.
Is she the only one? Did she invite other staff?
So how would she tell? Okay, if you say she shouldn't go, how would she tell the woman that I'm not coming?
No, she will decline. If she has a family function, will she leave her family and go?
They will give her another date. They haven't given the dates though. She has only been invited in principle. I'm going to say, why should she go?
Uncle Jimmy, why should she go? I'm repeating it. You can go.
She can play it by ear. She can go along. I don't know if she has a child. Let me see if she has a child.
There's no child involved.
Yeah, but she can go with somebody, her sister, her she can go with one of
them. To where?
To the place I've got to mama of 4 years, we don't go and break her head.
But Uncle Jimmy, she knows the reason why the woman invited her. Except she wants to deceive herself.
She said that she says she wants to go because it is a good opportunity for me to meet. Oh, the man was one of those things to meet. Hey, hey. But she said she was very happy about what she brought to the office. Maybe the man's stresses has changed. He started using antiperspirant. Maybe she's changed his shoes from full rubber shoes to real leather and things like that. You know, you never know.
Uncle Jimmy, then the wife should have invited other people, other staff.
So, okay.
That's why you should sit down and think.
Wait, cool down. Why do you think the wife invited Jumoke for this? I need Mrs. Fasha. No. Yeah.
Uncle Jimmy, the wife might just want to size her up to know why my husband is always talking about her. And then she doesn't even know. How can you go into, your enemy's camp?
Let me ask my listeners. Hello?
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
You called earlier, so you can only call once.
Exactly.
Let's take another.
Yeah, that's it.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, ma. Who's calling?
I'm Christy from Akoka.
From Akoka? Uh-huh. Go on.
From Akoka.
Akoka. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Akoka. I was the Ojolomoto.
Yes, what does it mean?
In my own opinion, it's a dangerous place.
You're getting closer. But in my own opinion, that's not what it is. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jim.
Good morning.
Hello?
Just... Can't you...
Hello?
Yes, hello? Go.
Yes. Uncle Jimmy, she should not go. They will break her head, though.
She can't invite her to break her head now. When you say break her head, though, are you saying physically or it can be done spiritually?
Even physically, sir.
Yes.
Because she's entering the enemy's camp, like the lady beside you said. Why would you go? You are already stealing somebody's meat, and then you went into the person's territory. Anything that happens to you, you should just accept it.
Okay, what will
so communication should be planned.
Okay, all right.
Sincerely.
All right. Please, before we take the next caller, please, when you call, please call from a quiet place and don't use speakerphone. Put the phone to your ears. And please don't call in a place that is tiled, you know, like a kitchen or toilet that you have tiled. You tend to get an echo, and so it makes doesn't make you quite audible. So let's pick the next caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah. First of all, that lady should not go, number one.
Yes.
Then concerning the aura of a spiritual of a thing that you talked about, they really, you say, have you ever seen somebody? Yes, well, I used to know somebody who, if you see her beautiful, so beautiful that if everybody, even you as a woman, you'd be still need to look at her. But she never had, she didn't have any suit until she went for prayers. Then when she now got her deliverance, the men said that what they used to see is an old woman's face. Whenever they see her, they just want old woman appearing. So it happens very well, though. So as that your the person sitting by your side
can
said,
"Can you? Don't let me ask the church where we don't do advice." I don't know whether when people look at me, they see an old man.
You're an old
young man that I am.
You're an old man.
No, if you're a young man, then people are seeing old man. Then that's the problem. Do you understand?
I'm a young man. I don't know why everybody calls me put to me.
You're a young man, even when you are getting to 70. Okay, now don't worry. We know you're under 70. We know.
I'm a small boy. All I
need is rope. The Ojo Olomoto of 18. Ojo Olomoto means a situation where nobody will rescue you. Like I used to tell my children, that is when their dad is not around, nobody's there to come and say, Ojo Olomoto, a tight situation, where nobody will rescue you from you, from me. Because I told my by law, me, Ojo Olomoto, nobody will rescue you from my hand. That is Ojo Olomoto.
Yes.
So nobody's coming to say, at that situation.
Okay, wait, don't go. Calm down.
Okay.
You got the closest. You got the process, and you have struggled enough. I must give you that. Thank you. Thank you. But Ojo Olomoto means literally also, it means that you are at a place where even your mom cannot save you. That is Ojo Olomoto.
You know, I said your daddy cannot even save you when your daddy is not around. Nobody, me, I'm the mother.
How do we give you the money now? Nah, that's what I don't know.
You take my cut. Maybe outside there, I'll give you my phone. I'll give
Can you? Okay, Philip will not. You've taken our number.
Yes.
Okay, we have your number. We'll call you.
Okay.
Don't worry. Don't go and give your bank details on here. We'll call you privately.
Okay.
So clap for yourself. You have 10K.
But
we will take 1K out of it to pay tithes.
Okay, problem. I will do that.
We will deduct it. We pay it to my church.
Let me do that myself.
Calm down.
Okay.
You have 10K.
Wow.
I will take 1K for tithes.
We'll
pay 1K to LIRS.
For what now?
So it remains 8K. The area boys in Victoria Land, having heard that somebody wanted to give so we take 1K. So at this
rate, I don't care. If you get down, I area boys, right? Our area people, you're not there. If you get down.
Okay, we'll call you. We'll get your details. Congratulations. All right. Who is calling my number here now? So congratulations, okay? All right, let's pick the next caller. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
My name is Lere from Alabado.
Yeah.
You know, pick my number. I want to contribute to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to say it's a place of a jungle.
Don't you love that? Don't bother. Don't bother. Go to the next thing.
All right. Concern that young lady.
Yes.
I would advise that even when she wants to go, she should apply wisdom.
When she applies wisdom, so what should she do? Should she put wisdom in her pocket or should she rub it like powder? He says she should apply wisdom. How?
When she gets there, she should just make arrangement with somebody so that he will call that person. You know that my Oga's wife invited me. I'm right at that place now. So that somebody will know that he's at this place in case anything happened to her.
She can already, all she needs to do is charter a car and tell the driver to park outside if I'm not out within an hour. All that one is unnecessary. Ediola, do you think she should look for another job?
She
should start looking though.
She should start looking, but I don't think she wants to shake this because this man is footing her bills. And because he's footing the bills doesn't necessarily mean what he wants, she's giving. He has extra resources. Some other people can foot other people's bills because they have extra resources. It doesn't mean they want to have any intimate relationship with them. So she should start looking, and at the same time, you know what you are doing.
Do you know that I suspect that this secretary might want to dislodge the madam at home?
And if she
possible.
If she thinks she can.
Okay, let me quickly read this one. Should I get him deported? My husband was made redundant by his office about 5 years ago. When he tried without success to get another job, he told me he was going abroad to stay with his elder brother and find work. He was about 40, then I couldn't stop him even if I tried. Things were rough to start with, but after some time, he started sending some money and hasn't come home yet to visit his family. Not once. We have 2 boys. One is currently in the university and the other will be finishing secondary school. He wrote his father wanting to join him so he could attend the university, but the dad wouldn't hear of it. He said he could barely make ends meet trying to send money to us, and that since my son was not a British citizen, university education was going to be very expensive. Recently, an aunt of mine visited from the UK and told me that my husband has a living lover who is even pregnant. I called him on the phone and he didn't deny it. He said he was not encouraged by the news from Nigeria and had decided to stay put. He promised to be sending whatever amount of money he could. I was stunned. My sons were leaving, but what could I do? My aunt said I could write to the authorities abroad and say he is staying there illegally and will be deported.
She still
gets it. Should she put a nail in his coffin?
Why should she put a nail in his coffin? He didn't deny anything. He wants her to move on with her life. He just didn't come out to say it. She has said it now. He didn't come home to visit, not even once.
Mark you, with some of the things that our people go through there, even putting the money together to buy a ticket could be a problem. You see, something about living abroad that we need to appreciate is, yes, you get paid in the currency of that country, but your expenses are also in the same currency. So sometimes you find that in terms of balance, there's very little in between. We are always so expectant. Just yesterday, I had a friend of mine who was talking to somebody in the States and sent me dollars. I said, look, it's a value. I said, dollar. I said, no, they don't dollar, but no dollar. You understand? It's a value. So maybe he just couldn't put things together and he's probably given up. And it might have been difficult for him to survive, so he had to have a living lover. And if you live with a woman,
is pregnant.
He gets pregnant. Who don't hear?
He has moved on with his life, and he wants her to do the same.
She wants to write a letter to the embassy.
Why should she do that?
She wants to do bad belle to deal with
it. She doesn't need to do that. She said one of her kids is in the university, so she doesn't need to do
that. So what should she do now? Can she move on?
let her move with on another, now. That, let her move on. That's what the man wants. He's just not telling her.
But the man might be upset if he hears that she too has a lover.
Then they should talk about it. He is not denying him having a lover and that the girl is pregnant. Mm. What else does he need? And he's not coming back to Nigeria. She should move on.
That's what you would do.
Yes, now they should sit down and talk about it. She doesn't need to get him deported. Mm. It's just life. That's how it has happened to her. It might not be easy, yeah.
Let me ask my listeners. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Good morning.
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, as the protocol is, let me observe it like that. Can I still give an impression of Ojolomoto?
No, we've put that behind us. Let's react to this one.
Ah, okay.
You
right.
Have just a minute.
Hello?
You have just a minute, please. Go on.
I'm sorry, please. Sorry.
The line is not clear. Please, when you do call in, state your name and let's move on very
quickly. Ah, excellent.
Have a minute. Morning.
Hello, sir.
Morning.
Good morning, Baba Ekaro, sir. Good morning, to the guest. Issue that the man is an issue, Billy K. He's a wicked man. He's a wicked man. And it's not so easy.
What did you call him,
sir? Issue Billy K, sir.
Issue Billy K?
Yes, he's a gremlin from the forest.
Oh, my God.
That's what he is. My name is Dayo, sir. My name is Dayo.
Okay. Why don't you be licking me?
Ben.
He's a gremlin from the forest.
So where would the woman start from? Where is she supposed to start from? And even if you wanted to do something like that, at least be kind. I don't know how you can't just be vicious like this. You've been living with, I mean, almost the child in university. How old is he going to be now? Where is she going to start from? You've just disrupted the family. Oh. You know? And unfortunately, that's what the consequences of this jackpot thing.
Yeah.
And we're not prepared for it. Ekaro, sir.
Money.
Bye-bye.
All right. What did you call her again?
It should be like
No, you're not.
You suspect that I might be one.
I suspect you might be one. But he didn't say whether Echubeleke is male or female.
No, he didn't.
Do you think he's what's the female of Echubeleke?
I don't know.
Echunani.
I don't know.
No, if the male is Echubeleke 1, then the female will be Echubeleke times 2. Task 2. 9:51, we got to go pretty soon. I think I can just sneak in one more call.
Hello, sir.
Hello, morning.
Good morning, sir. This is Olamide from Egon.
From Egon, okay.
Yes, sir. I just want to answer that question, Ojolomoto.
Ah, no, we have gone past that.
Okay, sir. Well done, sir.
You want to? You think it's easy to make 10K? No, somebody has won it already. Hello,
morning. It's unfortunate my call did not through. I've get 5,000 in your life.
Ambassador, sorry, nothing for you.
Nah, nothing for me. I agree. No, I'll try next year. I'm going to give you. I ain't sure. Hello?
Yes.
I ain't sure.
Yes.
Honestly. Look, I'm going to give you. Come on, compromise, though. You should not compromise.
Which church are you talking about? Which teacher are you talking about?
Call them there. Call Lost Place. Think of what the
okay, Jumoke. You're talking of Jumoke. Hey,
hey. Now, Jumoke go there. Nothing. No shaky. Sometimes God will prepare a good soup for you. And vegetable and everything. You are. I don't deny it. Oh, yeah, I don't know what you. Oh, yeah, I don't know what you.
Okay. Okay. Noted. So, Jumoke is not an issue, Beleke. That's true.
She should please respect the woman at home. She knows why she's calling her. So she cannot be telling herself these lies that she wants to meet the option. The man,
me, I'm going before. It's getting very hot.
Yeah,
I got to go. I'll be back here again tomorrow at 9. Happy New Year in advance to you all. I'll be back. Next week I'll be on break all through. And I'll just take a short break. Then we'll come back and face politics.
Happy New Year.
So happy Bye-bye. New Year to you. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Feta. Happy New Year. We hope the color will change from red to what's the next color of your hair? Green.
Yeah.
Oh, Paris. Philip, let's go. So I'll see you all tomorrow, 9:00.
Bye-bye. Bye.